This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Prairie Moon Nursery, a native seed company. We've had some lovely warmer temperatures and even some rainfall, but we live in cold climates, so that means cold ain't over till Mother Nature says so, and very often she gives us more blasts of cold. I think she wants to remind us who is actually in control. Historically, in my Zone 4 area, May 15th has been the last frost date. However, with climate change, that has been changing. In fact, it's closer to April 20th. Great, but that's still a few weeks away. Here are some terms to keep in mind. A light frost happens at 29 to 32 degrees. A hard frost is 25 to 28 degrees. And a freeze is below 25. A frost advisory is issued when the minimum temp will be 33 to 36 degrees during the growing season. A freeze watch is when there is a potential for significant widespread freezing within the next 24 to 36 hours. A freeze warning is when there's an 80% chance that the temperatures will fall to 32 degrees or lower in the next 3 to 30 hours during the growing season. If the temperature is expected to drop to 28, then that is a hard freeze. If you hear that coming, cover those tender buds and new plant life with a sheet or other material. Remove it during the day to enjoy sunshine, even if you have to put it back on overnight. All this is on my website, gardenbite.com. If you have questions, contact me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. Prairie Moon Nursery is my go-to for native seeds. The ethical genetics are tracked and you're guaranteed to get exactly the native species you ordered. I've never been disappointed. They also offer seed mixes and full flats of plants for large areas. Go to prairiemoon.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.